All right, welcome. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm excited to share what I have today. Today we're looking at toxic words. We have looked at toxic thoughts. As a man thinketh, so he is. And toxic emotions. Emotions gone wild. And of course, all of it stems from our thoughts. Our words, our emotions, all stem from our thoughts. But today we're looking at our words. God didn't create any of us just to be mediocre. He didn't create us just to get by. And that's what a lot of people are doing. We're just getting by. We were created to excel, to be people of excellence. God said before the foundations of the world were formed, he already had a plan and a purpose for us. And he's given us everything we need to succeed. If you have Jesus in your heart, then you have everything you need to succeed. We have seeds of greatness inside all of us, although many people don't feel that they have even seeds of goodness, let alone greatness. We have poor images of ourselves. We have past images of ourselves. Even though we have been delivered from past lives and are living a new life, we still have not caught up to the greatness that is inside of us. But for those who do realize it, for those who do grab hold of Jesus's garment, they do excel to greatness. I'm always amazed. I'm awed at what God does in people's lives. I have a front row seat to seeing God do his thing at his very best. And so I feel very blessed that I get to witness this just on a day-to-day basis of people who are going through discipleship, people who are going through life skills, people who are learning how to change their words, their thought processes. We are never going to experience God's best if we don't rise above the image that we have of ourselves. As you face beyond, you don't see yourself less than that. You will never amount to more than how you see yourself. Your faith will produce what we believe. And we need to have an image of a champion on the inside. One of the best ways to establish a better you. Self-esteem starts with our words. If you suffer with low esteem, then this is the starting point. This is the starting point. Of course, catching your thoughts, but also your words, because they just come out so easily. Things that we really shouldn't be saying, things that we don't realize the power that our words have. And when we have a low self-image, when our esteem is lacking, we need to be very careful what words are coming out. Words are like seeds. We will eat the fruit of our words. That's amazing. So we will eat the fruit of our words. So what fruit are you producing with your words? That's actually frightening. That's downright frightening to think that I'm going to eat the fruit of my words, because sometimes the words that come out of my mouth are not encouraging to myself. Are not what I should be saying, but actually are producing bad fruit. And so that's probably why I'm so interested in doing this study, to help us to be focused on what we allow out of our mouths. There's a difference, and I learned a great way how to view it. And what it is there's a big difference between facts and truth. What we know may be facts, may be our situation, But that's not God's truth. And so we want to make sure that we are speaking the word of God instead of the facts. Doctors are always giving facts. Psychiatrists are always giving facts. And people grab onto those things as though that is it. Like they have the final say. Well, I got news for you. Doctors do not have the final say. They are giving you facts, but they're facts that you don't need to grab hold on to. You need to grab onto faith and speak words of what you want it to be. Instead of saying, we should say things like, I'm blessed, instead of, I don't have enough, or I'm prosperous. I am healthy, instead of saying, I am sick. And we all do this. We all succumb to the fact of I'm sick, but if we want to get over it, if we want to be healed, we need to not be saying I'm sick, but I am healthy. God has made me healthy, and speak life. I want those fruit. I want that fruit of those words to manifest in me. We might even say we don't have gifts. We should be saying I'm talented. I have gifts that God can use. And when we do that, we're lining up our self-image of those words. Our self-image is lining up to how God sees us instead of how we see us. Words permeate our heart and especially our subconscious mind. Eventually, they will change the way we see each other. I need to make sure that the word of God is what I'm speaking, that because the word of God is truth and it stands forever. God's principles work with our tongue. We will either bless our lives or curse our lives. Out of the same mouth, that's what the word says, out of the same mouth comes blessings and cursings. Lord, help me not to be cursing myself or my family or my children or my church. Help me to speak life into my situations, rivers of living waters, so that we can prosper in health, in finance, in every way possible. God's principles work. And we will either bless our lives or curse our lives. End of the story. Period. That's it. Just period. That's it. The word of God is truth. It's like a double-edged sword, able to divide soul from marrow. When we can walk in it, not just know it, not just memorize it, but when we can take that scripture and walk in it, we can change the direction of our lives. We can change our lives. The word comes alive in us. In essence, we become living epistles. The word is alive. We digest it. We walk in it. So now we are the word come alive. People can see Jesus when they look at us. Do you like the direction that your life is going? Are you declaring good things in your life? Are you blessing your life? Are you speaking words of faith over your future, over your children's future? Or are you saying negative things? Nothing ever happens to me. I'll never get what I need. I'll never get what I want. Those are words that are cursing our lives. I wouldn't want to eat the fruit of those words, because there's nothing good that can come out of that. Not just positive words, but words that the Word of God tells us about. The Word of God tells us how to live. It's like a roadmap. We weren't born with one, but the Bible has one inside of it. There are revelation after revelation in the Word if we will open it and get a word for our life. Maybe we need to stop talking to other people about our problems and things and go straight to the Word. Go straight to God. God's got the solution. God's got the answer. And we need to be careful with our words. There are toxic words that are killing us. They affect our brain, our synapses, the way things operate up here. I'm not a scientist, so I can't explain it to you in the way that it can be explained, but I am a minister, and I do know the Word, and I do know that the Word has all those things in it. It's like secrets are hidden in the Word to help us live our best life, our most authentic life. I want to live my authentic life. I'm not trying to live my life according to somebody else or what somebody else thinks I should be. I want to live my life according to the way God created me to be. And He created me for purpose. He created me for excellence. He had a plan for my life before the foundations of the earth. So let's start speaking God things. Let's stop with the facts. Those are facts, but they are not truths. And I want to live my life by God's truth. I've seen all too often the invisible God become visible in miracles that He performs and continues to perform. I don't want to limit myself or cut myself off because I'm lacking the faith to speak life into those situations. Amen. Well, I hope this word encourages you. I hope it speaks to you in a way that we don't let our emotions get the best of us, that we can live our lives the way God intended, our most authentic life, our best life. So, love you. Till next time.
For more information about the Life Center, please go to changingourcity.org.